two potential doors. Hatzaker lasses tshuva shleima. Levakish refuah lechalei nafshecha. Person shouldn't wait. Person should do tshuva shleima as quickly as soon as he can. And she levakish refuah lechalei nafshecha. A few interesting points here in the rush. Gives you a perspective how to look at your issue. The person issues it's a chayli. Person has an issue, it's a chayli. Just like a chayli, a person has an illness. So the longer you wait, the more it becomes part of the person. The infection gets worse and worse and worse. The illness gets worse and worse and worse. So the person has to, the hair becomes a tshuva, he shouldn't wait. Another nakuda, he says, Al Ta'akar, when the test is Yelta, when he in his Targum, he touches Al Ta'akar is going on both. Al Ta'akar lasts his tshuva shema. Al Ta'akar lavakesh refuah lechavein al shecha. Person shouldn't look for a person has to understand that there's eitzes how to deal with things. It's not just, you know, let's do tshuva. Right? I'm doing tshuva. I'm not going to go shenar anymore. That's it. From now on, boom. The person has to have, there's tshuvas, there's eitzes, and the person has to be lavakesh. I mean, and that's what a person shouldn't wait for. The good of tshuva shleima, there's a report they say from Reb Kosman that he says, what's the nekuda of tshuva shleima? He says, a person has an issue. He decides he's going to do tshuva. If he doesn't get to the root of what the issue is and eradicate the root of it, so the reality is he's not going to solve his problem. So he gives a marshal, he says, the person gets on a boat and the boat is trapped. He needs to travel. He needs to get on the boat and they realize he's on the boat and the boat's traveling wet. There's no problem. He starts walking to the east on the boat. So he's going east. As he's going east, the boat is taking him to the west. So there's a person trying to move back to this direction, but there's something underlying. We're taking him another direction. It's not going to help. He needs to find a route, find what the root of the problem is, and address it. So let's say a person has a problem with guys. He always boasts about himself. He's talking about himself too much. He's got a problem with guys. He says, okay, that's it. He's not going to talk about himself anymore. He's going to realize how, you know, learn much about how Nachoshev he is, you know, and stuff to think to go highly and stuff, etc. Great idea. Problem is, the real reason why he's talking so much about himself is because he has low self-esteem and he wants to convince himself that he's a good person. Okay? That's really why he's doing it. That's the real root. So, he's only much about how terrible he is. Not about God anymore. He's not going to say anything bad about himself. Meanwhile, he's destroying himself as a person. And the result is that he goes into total depression. He didn't solve his problem. He just made it worse. If he doesn't understand what the underlying root of the problem is, he's not going to solve the problem. So tshuva shleima, so the person addresses the root of the problem. Where one, so your idea, you come to the end of the room, you want to make a Kabbalah. You want to, you know, work at Kabbalahs. Many times the area of Kabbalahs are in not in the underlying problems. They're on the surface level. I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y. Kabbalahs are much more easy to work with when you're talking about Meisim. And the refuah sometimes, many times, is not just the Meisim, it's an attitude change. It's somewhere the person has a change. So there are Meisim which you can do for that also, but the person has to stop and think, what is the issue? Why do I need to get so much recognition? Why do I need to call so much attention to myself? Or why am I have difficulty getting up in the morning? So the solution, I'll get up in the morning more. But what's the problem? The problem is I'm not happy with my first Seder, maybe. The problem isn't Davin, the problem is first Seder. Well, but it manifests itself in David. I don't enjoy learning Torah. I don't enjoy it. He doesn't enjoy learning Torah. So he's got a big problem. I wouldn't blame him. Here he is in yeshiva, and the mice is you spend an average of 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day learning Torah. He doesn't enjoy it. It's hard to get up in the morning. Yes. So his kabbalah is you get up in the morning, he's going to die with the bread, etc. It doesn't solve his problem. The problem is he has to find a way to understand Torah better, enjoy learning better. So, and there are ways to do that. But he needs to find what is the root of his problem and what to do with that. So that's on the A Nakuda of tshuva shleima. The Rambam seems to differentiate, talks about there's two types of tshuva. There's tshuva and tshuva shleima, tshuva gemura. Where the Rambam has the person back into that situation. And we sort of picture like, you know, that's what tshuva has to be. In my bit in Beis Elokim has a very important nekuda when it comes to tshuva. Any movement that a person makes positive is valuable. And tshuva is not, like he says, not like dalam minim. Dalam minim, you know, there's four parts of, you take only three parts, you didn't do anything at all. I say, you don't have an etzer this year, so I'll take the lulav, the das, and the rovas. Very nice. It's not the call of the mitzvah. So tshuva is, let's say, tshuva is karot al over, and it's a zivas achet, and it's a kabbalah losid, and vidri. So, you know, so it's four, it's all four or nothing. No, it's not true. By tshuva, every single prat, as much as we look to do tshuva shleima, we want to do tshuva shleima, we have to understand that whatever we do, it's accomplishment. He says that any detail of any part of the tshuva person is able to have some element of the zivas achet. He doesn't have karot. Tshuva karot is an extremely difficult thing. A person should really understand how terrible it was what he did, and how bad it was, and how it must have damaged himself. You can't really get to that immediately. It's something with a person. Years and years of working, you know, he gets out of it, he goes back and says, you know, why'd I do that? That's true for Rasa. While you're in it, it's very hard to understand the true for Rasa. See if it's okay, I can work on it. I'll do it if it's okay a little bit. I'll stop. I cut it down from 10 times a day to 5 times a day. That's the see if it's okay. So I only take poison 3 times a day instead of 10. Ah! I'm exotic. No, you're not. You're a fool. You're going to be poisoned to death. But my tshuva doesn't work like that. My mitzvah doesn't work like that. Each one is a separate cheshbon. I've accomplished something. I made a movement. I made positive movement. I made forward movement. So even though we talk about the importance of doing tshuva shleima, that's a goal. And within the muscle which we gave, we said over the years, they did a down payment. Right? So I want to buy a house, and you know, they want me to pay X amount of money for my house. So I said, listen, I can't afford to pay it all over the one shot. So here's my down payment. I'm moving towards that goal. So I'll give a little bit now, a little bit next month, a little bit next month, a little bit next month, and eventually I'll get to that goal. The person comes in and he says, this is my beginning of my change. So that fellow who was on the boat going the wrong direction, so really he needed to be, you know, after 10 days, he really needed to be 10 days in that direction. And they're waiting for him there, and they have all these problems. He says, you know what? So forget it. He says, no, let's turn the boat in another direction. After a day, you know, he's still 19 days away from his goal. Because he went 10 days that way, instead of 10 days that way, he's 20 days away from his goal, he's still 19. So what did he accomplish? If he's moving in the right direction. So the goal over here is that the person should be moving in the right direction, not that he should be there. That's the goal of a lifetime, to be there. The goal which we're trying to accomplish is that a person redirects himself. So it comes, at least, you know, especially to any point in time, Al-Kahar, don't wait till you have the right. Do it today. But especially this time of year, a person wants to refocus and redirect himself and say, this is, you know, where I'm going. We spoke about that. What are some of the ideas that we should work on? We spoke about that already. Where we're going, and we want to direct ourselves towards that. And eventually, by the end of the year, we'll get somewhere. But we can't expect perfection overnight.